Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Cantor, and here are today's top local stories. A bicycle rider was struck by two vehicles and killed in North Patchogue last night. The driver of the first car remained at the scene, but the second driver did not. The mishap occurred on North Ocean Avenue. The victim's identity has not yet been released. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers at 800-220-TIPS. The latest victim of coronavirus in China is the country's annual parliament session. It was scheduled for next month, but it's been postponed. No date has been set. The number of coronavirus deaths in China now tops 2,500. The number of cases abroad continues to climb, too. An additional 112 cases have been reported in Hong Kong, Macau, and Taiwan. Yesterday, a third passenger from the Diamond Princess cruise ship in Yokohama died. South Korea has now counted more than 800 infections and 7 deaths. The virus has also hit northern Italy, where 76 people are confirmed to have coronavirus. Correspondent James Longman says the government is trying to contain the outbreak.
About a dozen northern Italian towns are now in lockdown. Normally bustling medieval villages turned into virtual ghost towns. Elsewhere, officials in Venice cancelling the rest of the city's famed carnival festival. Officials in Milan, Italy's fashion and financial capital, taking extreme precautions. Fashion show by Giorgio Armani deserted. It had to be streamed instead. Models walking the runway in a room full of empty chairs.
Here in the U.S., at least 35 people have tested positive. That includes 21 Americans who were either in Wuhan, China, or on the Diamond Princess. The White House is expected to ask Congress this week for emergency funds to battle coronavirus. The City Council releases an engineering report today on what it would cost to replace the deteriorating elevated Brooklyn-Queens Expressway with a 3-mile-long tunnel. The answer, $11 billion. City Council Speaker Corey Johnson, who's running for mayor, says this is not just a chance to rebuild a highway. It's an opportunity to build the city we deserve and need in the future. The Democratic presidential race is heading into a crucial stretch with the South Carolina primary this Saturday and Super Tuesday voting 1 week from tomorrow. Can anyone stop Bernie Sanders? Joe Biden is counting on black voters in South Carolina to give him a boost. Here's correspondent Eva Pilgrim.
Joe Biden now hitting harder on Sanders' electability.
I don't think he can beat Donald Trump and keep a Democratic Senate, get a Democratic Senate and keep a Democratic House.
Biden making what could be his last stand in the Palmetto State. It's do or die for the former vice president. Biden's camp saying since the start that the road to the nomination would come through South Carolina. Now we wait to see if his firewall will hold here.
Residents of 14 states vote on Super Tuesday, including delegate-rich California and Texas. And those will be the first primaries with Mike Bloomberg on the ballot. Tomorrow night, we'll see if Bloomberg can show better on the debate stage than he did in the debate debut last week. This one will be hosted by CBS. CNN will also host more town halls with the candidates this week. Each candidate faces questions from a host and the audience for 1 hour, and Bloomberg will be featured in his first on Wednesday. Voters in New York seem resigned to a second term for President Trump. A new Siena College poll in the Empire State finds 62% of registered voters think the president will prevail next November. Even 48% of Democrats predict that outcome. But that doesn't mean the Democrats are throwing in the towel. In hypothetical matchups, with each Democratic candidate, Mr. Trump loses. The poll shows Bloomberg would defeat him by 25 percentage points. Sanders would win by 18. There's still a long way to go until November. Bernie Sanders may be Jewish, but don't look for him at the annual AIPAC conference. AIPAC is the American Israel Public Affairs Committee. Sanders tweeted that he would not attend, citing AIPAC's connection to leaders who express bigotry and oppose basic Palestinian rights. He says the Israeli people have the right to live in peace and security, and so do the Palestinian people. In the past, Sanders has referred to Benjamin Netanyahu's government as right-wing and racist.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.